Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to listeners of Trade Islam International. We welcome you once again to the quiz. Once again, alhamdulillah, today being the 16th day of Ramadan, corresponding to the 22nd of June 2016. Lovely Wednesday it is today. Alhamdulillah, through the fadl and the karam of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we continue with our quiz. MashaAllah, we have our three contestants for tonight's quiz. But before that, let's welcome our host, co-host, Maulana Suhaib Blasania Patel Sahab. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every day you add an extra name to my name, Maulana Kara.
No, my brother, it's all about your family. This one's connected to that one. Ask your great-grandfather how the Patel came in. I had a good fortune, MashaAllah, of meeting Maulana Suhaib's father last night. MashaAllah, I came for the Talab Salah to Masjid Bilal. What a wonderful man, mashallah, pious man, humble man, soft-spoken, kind. Brother Salim, you can't say that for the son, unfortunately. You know, it's a pity that sons don't follow in the footsteps of their father, Salim Bhai.
Well, Nakara, early on you were speaking about the kinds of people and knowledge and everything, how pious you are sounding. You know, when I just started co-hosting with you, how intimidated I was with your piety and your taqwa. When I just said to you for the first time, you told me that you received the Buzrug year of Buzrug. What was the title, Maulana Kara? I forgot. Buzrug of the year for Lanesia. And then I got scared also.
Not for Lanesia, brother. It was for the Gauteng area.
For the Gauteng region, mashallah. And you came out number one day for your piety and your Buzrug year.
Not just now, for 1 year, brother. It was for a few years.
Few years running, mashallah. But yesterday I was listening to your Tarawi, Maulana Kara. I managed to record it. Let's just listen.
No, no, astaghfirullah. Alright, Salim, let's continue, my brother. MashaAllah, we have our three contestants on the line. Maulana Sahib Saab, I thought you're up to something.
MashaAllah, you sound pious, but we just need to work on your tajweed a little bit. Inshallah, we can, after Ramadan, we can have some tajweed classes and work on your tajweed, Maulana.
Alright. Ji Mali Swaib Saab. Alright, MashaAllah, we have our three contestants on the line. Mali Swaib Saab, you mentioned the Buzrug of the year. It wasn't 1 year. Correction, my brother. It was 3 years. And 2 years we were runners up.
So, this year, who's the Buzrug of the year?
This year, we're waiting for the results to come through, brother. Ji. Call on the line. Abu Talha is on the line, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Abu Talha.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana.
And how are you, Abu Talha?
Alhamdulillah, and you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah. And where are you calling from, Abu Talha?
Binauni.
Oh, you're calling from Binauni?
Ji.
MashaAllah, Actonville?
Ji.
Okay. How many streets? Normally, the street in Binauni is Sumi Street and Patel Street and Khan Street. Am I correct?
Ji.
Alright. Fayyaz Patel is on line number 2. Fayyaz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah. I'm just very happy to be speaking to you. You were the Buzrug of the year a few years.
Yeah, a few years, my brother.
I can actually put the phone down now because I'm hell of a happy.
See, Fayyaz, nice talking to you, my brother. Fayyaz, where are you calling from?
Maybe he's saying that because
I'm calling from Trishad.
He knows your reality.
Pumalanga.
He knows your reality. That's why he's saying he's very happy to hear that.
Fayyaz, you calling from, my brother?
Trichard in Pumalanga.
Okay. Trichard is about 4:50 from Johannesburg?
No, it's about 1:40 from Johannesburg.
Oh, is it all? Oh, sorry, Trichard, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, not far from King Ross.
Gee.
Oh, yeah, sorry, we were there a few years ago. Okay, mashallah. Line number 3, we have Sister Appa Zinat.
Gee, assalamu alaikum.
Sorry, Appa.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sorry, I thought you asked us some question, Appa. Okay. We ask him the questions and they have to answer, Mali Swaib Saab.
Gee, but there's nothing wrong in Appa greeting you first, Maulana Kara.
See, no, I just couldn't hear properly. Appa Zinat, where are you calling from, Ben?
I'm calling from Enadeo.
Oh, mashallah. Welcome to the program, Appa. First time you're calling in, Appa?
Gee.
All right, all the luck, inshallah, Mali Swaib.
First time I got through.
Jazakallah, Appa. We're glad you got through as well. And reminder, inshallah, Mali Swaib Saab, Appa, this coming Sunday, Radio Islam is broadcasting from your locality, from Enderdale, between 3:30 and Iftar, inshallah, this coming Sunday.
Gee, we're looking forward to that.
Jazakallah, Appa. All right, we're also looking forward to you answering our questions first tonight, Appa. Before
inshallah.
Sunday. Gee, inshallah. Abu Talha from Binoni. Okay, my brother. You sound like a very, very good man. I wish you all the luck. And Fayyad also, and Zenith also.
Jazakallah.
Okay.
Jazakallah.
Okay, mashallah, they sing with love of tajweed. Take it easy, my brother. When you say Jazakallah, Alhamdulillah, Fayyad, Assalamu alaikum, you're saying it with too much of tajweed. Your tonsils might just come out.
We learn from the best, Mulana.
Abu Talha, what's your category, my brother?
Quran.
MashaAllah. Allah increase us all in ilm and knowledge of the Quran. Kareem Ali Swahib Sahib.
Ameen, ameen.
Here goes your question.
Gee, the question is, prior to Islam, where would the Quraysh make wukuf during the Hajj? Was it Mina, Muzdalifah, or Arafat?
Arafat.
Arafat, Mulana.
Prior to Islam, where would the Quraysh make wukuf during the Hajj? Mina, Muzdalifah, or Arafat? You said Arafah.
Okay.
My brother, it's not Arafah. They used to make wukuf in Muzdalifah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry for that, my friend. Fayyad Patel. Trikhadwala. What's your category, brother?
Islamic history, my
brother. Islamic history. Islamic history. Here goes your question, my brother. It's multiple choice question, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not difficult. What was Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi's actual name? 1. Thabit. 2. Nu'man. Or 3. Ya'qub.
Nu'man.
MashaAllah. That is the correct answer, MashaAllah, my brother from Trikhat. Excellent, excellent. Appa Zinat, auntie, here goes your question, Mali Swahib.
Which category, Appa Zinat?
Quran.
Quran, okay, it's multiple choice question. The question is, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu used to say that the greatest reward in relation to the Quran goes to the Sahabi radiallahu anhu. Is he number 1, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, number 2, Zaid ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, or number 3, Ubay radiallahu anhu?
Abu Bakr.
MashaAllah, sister, excellent. So we have 1 point to Fayyaz, 1 point to Sister Zinat, and Abu Talha's got no point. Okay, Appa Zinat, you haven't won the 1,000 rands as yet, Appa. We'll come back to that, inshallah. Abu Talha, here goes your question, my friend. You still have a variety of categories to choose from. Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salam. You can still choose from Quran Kareem, Islamic history, general knowledge, and also politics. Okay, but I don't think you're going to do very well in politics. Okay. What's your category, brother?
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, mashallah. Here goes your question. Okay. It's a true or false? True or false, Sulaiman alayhi salam was the first to expound the principles of astronomy.
True.
You say true, and true is the incorrect answer, my brother. It is not true, it's false. The first person to do so was Idris alayhi salatu wassalam. Okay. We are learning, my brother. Sorry for that. Fayyad, here goes your question, Mali Swahib.
Which category? Still Islamic history.
Stories of the Anbiya.
Stories of the Anbiya. Okay, multiple choice question. The question is, where was Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, or what was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's birthplace? Number 1, Egypt. Number 2, Syria. Or number 3, Iraq?
Egypt.
Egypt is... We never ask you your birthplace, my brother. We ask you, where was Ibrahim alayhi salam's birthplace? The answer is Iraq. Fayyad Patel, where were you born, brother?
I was born in Johannesburg.
Oh, you were born in Johannesburg, mashallah.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, my brother. The after you made hijrah to Trikhat, hey? Okay. Appa from, auntie from, Appa, where you say you're calling from? Annadale, Annadale, G. G. We have, you can choose a few categories, Appa. Today we have extra categories regarding cooking, how to make worki samosas, bhajiyas, and the normal samosas. Which category, Appa?
General knowledge.
General knowledge. Okay. Here goes your question, Appa. Is the volcano Vesuvius located in Italy or France?
Italy.
Okay. And not Annadale, Mali Swahib. One answer, one question, one tick coming up your way, Appa. It's another 2 points. Excellent, excellent. Good guess, but it's right, Appa.
She's leading so far, Malana.
She's leading so far. She's got 2 points. Fayyad Patel, my friend, has got one. And my brother Abu Talha has got 1 point.
Abu Talha has no points.
Oh, sorry. Abu Talha, I tried to make a plan for you, boss. But it's not working with Malana Swahib. Okay, Abu Talha, you still have a chance. We're going to ask you 3 more questions. What's your category now, my brother?
Islamic history.
All right, you got 2 wrong. Tell us one story. Humpty Dumpty, carry on. Abu Talha, what's the category, my brother?
Islamic history.
Islamic history. Okay, my brother, all the luck, okay?
Yes.
Which great luminary of recent times wrote the book Islam and the Earliest Muslims? 2 conflicting portraits. 1, Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi. 2, Maulana Mandur Nu'mani.
1.
Alright, that is a correct answer. It is Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and not Maulana Mansur Nu'mani Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, nor was it Maulana Pir Ali's great Bab Dada. G. Fayyaz Patel, my brother, are you ready?
Sure.
What category?
General knowledge.
General knowledge, okay. True or false? The largest outdoor swimming pool is in Dubai.
False.
Gee.
So where is it, brother?
If I'm not mistaken, it's in Brazil or Mexico, if I'm not mistaken.
Brazil or Mexico?
Gee.
But we have one right here in Soweto, brother. Why are you looking abroad international countries? We got one here in Jabulani. Okay, when you come next time, Joburg, we'll go see this one in Jabulani, okay?
Inshallah.
It's okay. One of the places of interest in Johannesburg, isn't it, Malakara?
Jabulani.
Yeah,
we'll take you to Morocco, Jabulani, and what's the other places? Pimville. Zenith, are you there?
Was my answer correct or incorrect, Morana?
Oh, sorry. Your answer, you see, you're not sure also. The answer is false. You are correct.
Jazakallah.
You're the man. Okay. Zenith, Appa, are you there?
Now.
Chi? Oh, I thought you said
Malana.
No. I thought you said no. What's your category, Appa?
Islamic history.
Islamic history is your category. MashaAllah. All the luck, Appa. Here goes your question, Appa. Ibn Firnas was the first man in history to make a scientific attempt at 1. Flying. 2. Driving. 3. Navigation.
Navigation.
And why navigation, Appa?
I can't remember.
You can't remember or you don't know?
No, I can't remember. I can remember it was navigation.
Oh, okay. No, it's a nice way to say you can't remember, Appa. Gigi, it's a nice way. Jazakallah, Appa. Zenith, no answer there, no point there. The answer that you couldn't remember is that Ibn Firnas was the first man in history to make a scientific attempt at flying, Appa. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Shall I try to remember next time, okay, Appa?
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Gee, Abu Talha.
Gee.
Mali Swahib Sahib.
Gee, which category?
I'm speaking about Islamic history.
Islamic history. Okay, multiple choice questions again. The question is, in which year did Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu travel to Baitul Muqaddas? Number 1, 16 AH, number 2, 20 AH, or number 3, 22 AH?
Number 2.
Number 2 is 20 AH.
My brother, it is 16 after Hijrah. In which year is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala who traveled to Baitul Maqdis? It is, the correct answer is 16 AH and not 20, my brother. Okay. Fayyaz Patel.
Gee.
How are you, brother?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. What is your category, friend?
Go general knowledge again.
Sorry?
General knowledge.
Oh, you're using the lingo so general knowledge. General knowledge. Okay, let's see how you're going to fare with this one, my brother. Now we're talking money. Okay?
Gee.
Okay, now we're talking bucks, brother. Which is South Africa's richest bank? 1. Standard Bank. 2. FNB. 3. Nedbank.
Standard Bank.
And sorry, the fourth category was African Bank. So what's your choice, my brother?
Standard Bank.
Not African Bank?
No, not African Bank.
Okay. The answer is Standard Bank, my brother. MashaAllah. 1, 2, 3 points. He's doing very, very well. He's leading so far, Molly Swahib.
G, that's correct.
Okay. Apa Zinat?
G.
What's your category now, Apa?
Go for Quran.
You're going to go for Quran? Okay. G. Here goes your question, Apa. How many surahs of the Quran Kareem were revealed in Makkah Mukarrama?
1, 72, 2, 92, or 3, 105? 72.
Oh, you again just forgot the answer, Papa?
No, that one I'm guessing.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said you knew it, but you just forgot it now.
Sorry,
oh, you can't remember it.
105.
Sorry, Appa?
I said it's not 105. It's 72 or 92, so I'm taking 72.
You're taking 72, Appa. You took the wrong one. 92 is the correct answer, Appa. 92
oh, no.
is the correct answer, not 72. But it's a try, Appa. It was difficult. Okay, Appa. It was a bit difficult. Abu Talha.
Ji.
Yes, my brother, what can we do for you now? You tell me how we're going to help you. Ask you some math questions. Ask you to sing fast and nizam on air.
You can ask me questions related to business.
Questions related to?
Business.
You mean you know how to make money?
Ji.
Oh, okay. Business, hey. Okay.
Ji.
Right. Let's see, general knowledge or politics?
General knowledge.
Or you can still have Quran Kareem or stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam?
I'm going to go with general knowledge.
You're going to go with general knowledge?
Yes.
Well, let's see how far you're going to go with general knowledge, my brother. Here is your question. Zagreb. You know Zagreb? Not cigarette. Zagreb is the capital of which country? Czech Republic or Hungary?
Czech Republic.
MashaAllah, brother. That is the correct answer. Another point coming up your way. Fayyad.
Yes.
What category, brother?
Islamic history.
Islamic history, Mali Swahib.
G. Multiple choice question. The question is, for which sultan was the foundation pen invented in 19...
Sorry, not foundation pen, Mali Swahib.
Must just repeat the question.
Okay. Sorry, Mali Swahib. I'm talking foundation, yeah?
I'm studying again, Fayyad and Ankara.
Alright, sorry for that. I don't know what Mali Swahib is talking about foundations here. G.
For which sultan was the fountain pen invented in 953 AH? Was it number 1, the sultan of Turkey, number 2, the sultan of Egypt, or number 3, the sultan of Brunei?
The Sultan of Turkey,
that is number 1, unfortunately. Incorrect.
Incorrect, my brother. But I think you might still be the winner, G. Why is it just we all learning that you were talking about a foundation pen? What is a foundation pen? And may I ask you who invented this?
See, you know, when you have those smartphones, Malana Kara, and what that smartphones, we have those pens.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not that.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Appa Zinat, are you there?
Ji.
Appa, we're going to ask you one question just for your du'as and for barakatan, okay?
No, Malana. If she answers it correctly, then it's sudden death.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
She answered Quran Kareem, the first one, right, as well. Sorry.
Yes,
Appa. Sorry for that.
If she answers this one, it's sudden death.
So if you answer this question correctly, it is sudden death question.
Okay.
Okay, Appa.
Ji.
Right. What is your category now?
General knowledge.
Okay. Here goes your question, Appa. In which city is the Hagia Sophia Mosque? Rome or Istanbul?
Istanbul
is indeed the correct answer, mashallah. Appa, it's 3 points to you, and it's 3 points to Brother Fayyad Patel, and 2 points to Abu Talha. So we're going to be taking a short break, inshallah. When we come back, it's going to be the sudden death question.
Okay.
Fayyad, okay?
Okay, yeah, 100%.
Okay, my brother. Have a cup of tea, but when we come back, we're going to be asking you. Abu Talha, my brother.
Yes.
Jazakallah for participating. You can always call us back again.
Yes.
Okay, my brother.
Okay.
May dua for us. Have a lovely Ramadan.
You too.
Okay, my friend. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam.
رمضان أقبل فالقلوب مريضة والنور أمسى خافتا بكياني قل لي متى يأتي الصباح بنوره ومتى متى ننصح للإحسان رمضان أقبل فالقلوب مريضة والنور أمسى خافتا بكياني قل لي متى يأتي الصباح بنوره متى متى ننصاع للإحسان رمضان رمضان رمضان
قل لي بربك هل أتيت برمضان. Alright, welcome once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. 30 minutes past 6 o'clock. We have two contestants who each have 3 points, mashallah. And we now come to the sudden and death question. Fayyad is on the line from Trichardt. Fayyad, you've done very well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brother.
Walaikum
assalam wa rahmatullah. Gee. Abba Zinat from Annadale. Abba, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah once again.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah. Alright, Abba and brother, you have 7 seconds to answer the question. We're going to ask you one question each. And you have to have the correct answer, or you have to answer, or you got to give the answer which is closest to the correct answer.
Okay.
The correct answer or closest to the correct answer.
Okay.
Will be the winner. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay, Abba. Here goes, Fayyad, your question. When did the Bosnian War start?
I would think 1988-89.
Time up.
My brother Fayyad, why didn't you answer before 7 seconds?
I didn't know my 7 seconds were up,
man. I'm feeling bad for you, man. I'm really feeling bad for you. Because you answered very, very, very well, mashallah. Okay, money saves up.
Gee, let's move on.
Let's move on. Abba Zinat.
Gee.
When was Annadale founded?
In 1950.
Sorry?
1950.
First you said 1880, then you said 1950s. Abba, so who founded Annadale?
1950.
Around that time. Alright. You must do some research on Annadale, Abba. Okay. But what we're asking you tonight here is your question.
She got cut,
yeah. I think we're mistaken. Our engineer put the phone down. We're going to call her back, inshallah. And we have... Shibali Saifsa.
Gee, so we're waiting for...
We're waiting for Abba Zinat from Annadale to call us back, inshallah, and we're going to be posing to her sudden death question, and we're going to be taking a short break, inshallah, when we come back.
Mulana, before we go for a short
break... We'll be talking to her.
Before we take a short break, there was an SMS or WhatsApp message sent. It's every day Mulana Kara receives jokes about marriage, and he reads out. So someone sent me and asked me if I can please read out this. It says, early morning, husband woke up and asked his wife, would you like to join me for jogging? Wife says, oh, so you mean to say I'm fat? Hubby says, no, jogging is good for health. And the wife says, oh, that means I'm sick. Hubby says, no, if you don't want to get up, then it's okay. Wife says, so now you think I'm lazy, huh? So the husband says, no, you are misunderstanding me. I didn't mean that. Wife says, aha, so I don't understand you because I'm an illiterate, right? The husband says, no, look, I didn't say that. Wife says, so am I lying? Hubby says, I beg you, please don't stretch it in the morning. The wife says, no, now so I'm a quarrelsome nag. So the hubby says, oh, okay, you go off to sleep. I'm going jogging alone. Happy now? Wife says, you always go alone everywhere and enjoy yourself. So Rabbi says, please, I'm feeling dirty now, kiddy now. See, you are so selfish, always think of yourself alone. You never think of my health. The husband is sitting and thinking where he went wrong.
See, Salim, you can't win, eh? Nice family, safe stuff. Gee, Appa is back on the line. Appa, are you there?
Gee.
Sorry, man, we thought you went to the museum to find out when Annadale was founded. Appa, here goes your question for tonight, okay, Appa?
Okay, Bismillah.
Gee, 7 seconds to answer. When did the Soviet Union collapse?
1980s.
1985. Gee, Appa. My friend.
85?
Bosnian
yes.
friend.
Gee.
You said the answer after 7 seconds. But anyway, what did you say, my brother? Just interest sake.
1988.
Now, had you said 1988 before the 7 seconds collapsed or completed, you would have been the winner.
Okay.
But you delayed, my friend. Why did you delay?
I didn't know you were 7 seconds or up, man.
Yeah, you got to watch. But try again, my brother. I think you've done very, very well in the competition, Malik Saif Sahib. You've done very, very well. He answered 3 out of 5. He was very, very positive, and he was straight to the answer, Saib.
Yes, especially the general knowledge questions regarding the stand bank and which one was the
swimming
one.
Pool.
Yes, swimming pool. He was spot on.
Fayaz Patel, try again, my brother. We're going to wait for your call again soon, inshallah, in the next few days.
Okay, inshallah.
You've done very, very well, inshallah, but next time, get a watch. Okay, my friend.
All right.
Take care and du'as, all right?
Assalamu
alaikum wa rahmatullah. Appa from Annadale?
Chief.
Chief. Appa, you're the winner, mashallah. You said 1985.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. You said 1985. The correct answer was, don't get very, very happy, Appa, because you gave the incorrect answer, but you were closest to the correct answer. But the answer was still wrong.
Okay, what was the correct answer?
The correct answer, Appa, was 1991.
Okay,
Jazakallah. Okay, Appa, but you can be happy, inshallah. You got 1,000 rands.
Jazakallah,
Khair. Jazakallah, Appa. You make special dua for us in the month of Ramadan, okay?
Amin, I will do this.
Special, special dua for all of us, inshallah. The correct answer, Appa, is 1991. You said 1985, just 6 years away from the correct answer. Mashallah, you get 1,000 rands tonight, and you qualify for the finals on Saturday night. Okay, Ben.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam. Well, she was in a good mood and you just switched off like that, and then after it you make her feel bad. After all, winner is a winner, Malana Kara.
Winner is a winner. Appa done very, very well from Annadale, G. Jazakallah. 1,000 rands coming up her way, G.
Would you like to repeat the last question, sudden death, Fayaz's sudden death, and the answer also?
Fayaz's went. Sudden death question was, we asked him the question...
about Bosnia.
When did the Bosnian War start? My brother Fayaz said 1988. The correct answer, Malik Saif, was 1992. Hmm. The Bosnian War started in the year 1992.
Just 4 years away.
4 years away. He would have been the
winner.
Unfortunately, he never keep a check on his watch. And Appa from Annadale, we asked her that when did the Soviet Union collapse? The correct answer is 1991. MashaAllah to all the contestants. Jazakumullah. If you said anything unintentionally, Mali Saif Saib, it was never to hurt anybody. It was just lightheartedness, Brother Salim. It's all your fault.
Why you sing the same song every single time?
That's when somebody hits me outside the studio, Mali Saib. 6:36 p.m. Today is Mali Saib. Today is Wednesday, MashaAllah. Also, dear listeners, if you want to register for the contest, you can send a message to 072-071-3684 or email to ymfradioislam.co.za. Tonight, inshallah, we have the program Genesis. Coming up next, we have the repeat of the drama 221B Baker Street. At 10 to 7, repeat of the documentary Global Village. 7 o'clock, inshallah, repeat of the Tarawih Salah from the Haramain Sharifain. 8:30, 8:35 p.m. we have the repeat of the random acts of kindness. Thereafter, inshallah, tafsir of the Quran Kareem with Mufti Ismail Mang. At 9:45, we have the repeat of the drama again, 221B Baker Street. And on tonight is Wednesday, after 10 o'clock, inshallah, we have the program The Harms of Sins with Maulana Hassan Rawat. 6:36 p.m. Back to Brother Salim.